spent too much time on them.
My shit, my shit cleared up, or it's like you can still see it, but it cleared up.
I believe you. I trust you.
Yeah. Well, I'm wearing deodorant again. That's nice. Welcome to Gentleman's Podcast. I am the award-winning chef, Chris Fuson. Sitting across from me is the red-blooded American Corey Florence.
Ember. Tuesday, huh?
Tuesday.
Dude, you know what, real quick? That Noah guy, he actually knew what he was talking about, I think.
Which Noah guy?
Dude that built a big-ass wooden boat.
Oh, because all the rain?
It's insane.
It's a lot of rain.
I thought it was supposed to be April showers bring May flowers. What do May showers bring?
June
floods.
June devastation.
June insurance claim.
Yeah. So, have I talked about my AI guy here on the podcast?
Briefly.
Maybe. For just a quick refresher, I got turned on to this dude on Twitter.
Hey, yo.
Who, and he's not, this isn't unique. There's actually like a bunch of dudes that do this, but he built, originally he built a football AI algorithm and he would just input the data and it would spit out probability, right? So he used that to build parlays and then people can bet on if they want to. And I know for football season, he was positive for the entirety. Like every bet he put out there, he was positive, okay. Which is insane. So then he builds one for NBA basketball, and I think he's working on one. He's working on one for baseball. Oof. He built one for college basketball, too, for March Madness, and it did okay. But the NBA one's actually been pretty, pretty good. It's just, you know, it's one of those things, it's like pick and choose your battles. You're gonna win or lose some, you're going to win some, you know. But he's still positive for NBA, which is crazy for gambling. Put one up last night. I got to get my phone out for this one. Actually, and I also have to look up some names too. But so he put one out for last night's games.
OKC in Dallas and.
Yeah, it was last night. So it was the. He put out a same game parlay for Kansas City and Dallas. And it was. Can I just like click the Mavericks and bring them up?
Should be able to. ESPN.com.
Well, fuck, I fucked up hard. Fucked up so hard. I went to do new tab, and I did a brand new window.
It's great radio.
This is awesome radio, by the way. Awesome radio. I just want the Mavericks.
I would filibuster, but I don't even know what to talk about right
well,
now.
Well, I just want the Mavericks is all.
Well, can we talk about real quick how the Mavericks just fucking blew it? I basically went to bed.
They blew the game, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty fucking pissed about that.
How do you do that?
Well, the futures went down to drain. Well, not down to drain yet, but.
Where is he?
Who's looking for? Lou Dort? PJ?
Oh, my God. Where are these players? Am I looking at the right thing? Shit. I'm on the wrong team.
You doing Celtics and Cavs?
No. I went to the Dallas page. I meant to go to the Oklahoma City page. Oklahoma City.
You could have just told me the player.
Well, it's important. It's just important.
We be betting all the unders on Giddy, by the way.
Giddy?
Yeah.
Is he doing really terrible?
Well, that was the dude that allegedly diddled kid.
Oh, yeah. He was that was bullshit, though. I got the full story.
You know, yeah, but, like, it's still here. Like,
All right. So, sorry. All right. So, it was P.J. Washington, 15-plus points. Luka Doncic, 8-plus rebounds. And Jalen Williams, 5-plus rebounds. Yeah. All right? It's the fourth quarter, and Jalen Williams has, like, two. And I was sweating so hard. I wasn't watching the game because I don't know why I spaz out more when I watch it. But the game's over, and I go to the stat sheet because it didn't have me losing it yet. And Jalen Williams had exactly 5 rebounds. So the bet won. I go to Twitter to check everybody else, see if everybody else confirming it, because, you know, stat corrections and shit like that can fuck you. Everyone else bet on Jalen Williams.
Yep.
J-A-L-E-N Williams, who played like 30-something minutes and got like 12 rebounds.
Yep.
I bet on Jalen Williams. J-A-Y-L-I-N Williams, who played 10 minutes and got 5 rebounds. Yeah. I don't know if that'll ever happen again. I was sweating so hard. I can't even find him on this roster right now.
Well, when I seen that, because I think I might have tagged along, and then I added Dallas money line to it.
Oh.
Yeah, he's it.
He's not even on this roster.
Yeah, so they might have just called him in.
They may have just called him in.
So I had one like that the other day, Dallas Stars hockey. I bet Robertson, Wyatt Robertson or whatever, for a point. And it was 2-1. And they, Colorado took out the goalie. And so there was like a minute left. And Dallas hit an open goal.
Oh.
And it wasn't him. And so I was like, fuck. And I had a lot of money on this because it was in a parlay. But all I needed was for him to hit. And then there was like 30 seconds left. I was like, well, fuck. And I almost went to turn the game off. And Wyatt Robinson intercepted a pass, passed it to a guy, and then he fucking dribbled it, or whatever they do in hockey, and then he did an open goal.
Is that called dribbling in hockey?
I don't know. We're going to say it just for sake of argument.
Scooting it?
But he dribbled it, or whatever, scooting it, and then he hit an open goal. And I was like, wait a minute. Is that an assist in hockey? Which I know you can have a double assist in hockey. You can have the one-timers or whatever. So I was like, that has to be, because in NBA, you could pass it, and they can dribble like 6 times, and then whatever. So it put it up, and I was like, let's go. And then the game was over, and then we waited and waited and waited. Dude, it took like 45 minutes before they confirmed it. And then they finally confirmed it. Dude, my thumb was wore out because I was refreshing so much. Because it was like to win like $200 or some shit like that.
Yeah, I thought it was weird when my guy – if anybody on Twitter wants to follow the dude, I'll give him a free plug. It's like Dan's AI Sports Picks or something like that or whatever. If you just type in Dan's AI, because this dude's blowing up, everyone's following him. He also does these sick things called Banker Builders, where it's like your first bet's $50, and then you reinvest that winnings into the next bet.
Do you reinvest the winnings or?
Well, it would be like 50 to win 80 something. Then you take 80 to win.
So you're taking 80. So you're just 100 riding.
Something. Yeah, you ride. You ride this $50, and it's 5 bets to get to $1,000. Hmm. And it hit twice in the NFL.
Damn.
I didn't tell him. That was that time I got up to like 600 bones, and that was part of that Banker Builder thing. We were on like bet 4 or something. I was wagering $600, and it lost.
What are we gonna do when it's just baseball? I'm on a heater on the up early two, because the last 4 I've hit, for those that you don't know, DraftKings has an up two early, and if your team that you picked, you have to pick a money line, and if that team is up at the end of the inning by 2, you win the bet automatically, no questions asked.
Yeah,
the last 4 that I've won, the team has lost.
They lost the end of the game, but they were up 2.
Yes.
Holy shit.
And so I've been on a fucking heater lately. And I'm not meaning to do this, but it ends up being the AL Central.
Yeah.
So it's mainly like the Guardians and like whoever's playing the White Sox and then Detroit.
Dude, I did. Like, I got into it was Guardians White Sox. I did one. And I actually dove into like runs per game, runs allowed per game. And then I was looking at the pitchers. Everything said Guardians. They fucking lost.
Well,
they never led.
So the next game or the next day, I was like, well, I'm doing the Guardians this time because no way they can do it again. Well, they lost. And then neither one of us did the next game. I think they won by like 9.
God damn it.
Yeah.
That sucks.
The Guardians are pretty good this year. Sort of.
Yeah, I saw they're not bad, and the White Sox suck. Yeah. So that's what I thought. You know, the A's, by the way, are like,
what happened there?
They're doing like a straight up major league thing.
Yeah.
Where the owner doesn't believe in them. They want to move the team. They put together a shitty team and they're just winning.
Well, Oakland's actually doing that right now. I thought you said Braves. I'm sorry.
No, I said A's.
I was like, wait a minute. Yeah. It's almost like it's rewriting the movie.
It's literally major league.
Yeah.
Like, I'm waiting for Pedro Serrano to come out of the dugout.
I can't believe they're going to go play in Sacramento for like.
That is so stupid.
Like which is good for Sacramento.
Good for Sacramento, I guess.
And I think they're gonna try to somehow keep it. Ain't gonna happen because they're gonna. But I think even at this point, Vegas doesn't want them. Like the city of Vegas is like, we're good.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Give us like a basketball team.
At least the Raiders were not great when they moved to Vegas, but they had
They have a following, for starters.
They have a following, but they had been to playoffs in recent years and had playoff success is different in the NFL. They had been to the playoffs in recent years.
Honestly, that name fits, though. Like, they're Raiders.
Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah. So, like, they steal the gold money.
Okay. Okay.
That's just off the dome. I don't know if somebody else thought of that or not.
I don't know. Yeah, but I don't know. There's something about Oakland and the Raiders, you know?
No, yeah, I agree. It should have been the Chargers or something. Nobody cares about the Chargers in L.A.
Chargers have never had a solid fan base, and I feel so bad for them.
Because they've had so many good players.
Yeah. Anyways, that's...
football. Talk.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, gambling-wise, what we're going to do during baseball. I guess we're just going to become, like, full-blown diamond dogs. I wonder if
we can bet on the Olympics.
God, I hope so. That would be so...
Because I'm betting on Sharice Richardson or whatever to bet the win the fucking 200.
I'm betting on the men's 4x100 because that team is elite. Yeah. I watched... I can't remember what race it was. It was some outdoor... You know how track is like, it's the world championships like four times a year. The men's 4x100 team is fucking fast. I mean, just ridiculously fast.
I will say this, though, real quick, about the Olympics, if we can bet on it. So, the USA's got a squad that's, on paper, is rivaling the Dream Team. But that being said, like, I'm, because it's going to be, like, minus 20,000 or something.
Have you seen Canada's team?
Well, I'm going to put money in on Canada and France, probably.
Canada has a squad.
Yeah, and wherever Luka's from.
Serbia? No, Luka.
The Serbian team's going to be trash. I can't remember. But there's, like, two or three people out of the... and then, yeah, it's going to be Canada's squad is fucking nasty.
Yeah, they've got a great team.
And France, I mean, if you got...
Slovenia.
So you got Rudy, which, whatever.
You got Shea.
Him, defense, and Wimby.
You got Shea.
It's France.
Oh, Rudy Gobert is French.
And Wimby.
And Wimby.
That's going to be nasty.
Fuck.
The Spain, everybody retired, so they're not going to be that good, but...
Yeah. You think France will pull a, what's his name? God damn it, play for the Spurs.
You're talking about the
Tony Parker. You think they'll pull Tony Parker out of retirement to play?
I don't know. Who's Canada got besides Shea and
Jamal Murray? Hold on.
They got a few people, but
they've got a good team. Let me pull it up real quick.
But I mean, like, how do you score against Wimby and Gobert? Who just won his fourth defensive player of the year? He sucks in the playoffs, but he can't shoot a free throw. But like, what if they just stand and just have their hands up?
Yeah.
Entire time.
Stop. I don't fucking care. Sure.
Terrence Phillip.
Nah, every website you go to is like, guess what? We're going to do cookies.
Yeah. Naturally.
Of course, this is an article instead of just listing the players.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, yeah. I mean, I guess.
Google sucks.
What else is there? I mean, there's soccer going on, I guess.
Give me the fucking roll.
Oh! No, never mind. That's not this year. Let's just say World Cup, but. Is there not a championship or anything this year?
What? Soccer?
It's not the World Cup. So, yeah. No.
Isn't there always, because there's 1,000 leagues, so isn't there always a championship somewhere?
Well, our resident soccer person has not been putting bets in like a month, so I don't know.
Oh, is he broke?
I don't know. He finally reappeared the other day.
I'm terrible at Google today. Anyway,
let's move on.
Well, you can keep talking. I'm going to find this.
Well, I don't know what else to bet. Oh, I bet we can bet on Joey Chestnut how many hot dogs he eats.
Yeah. Yeah, you think they would put that up there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's an easy thing to bet on. We're addicted to gambling. Canada Olympic basketball team. How about that?
Were you looking at the CBA or something?
No, it gave me a FIBA website. All right. You got Nikhil Alexander Walker. I don't really know him.
No, go on.
RJ Barrett, good.
Oh.
Trey Bell Haynes?
Nope.
Don't know him. Anthony Bennett?
Yeah, okay. Six man.
There's no way. Aaron Dornkamp?
Okay, no.
Lou Dort.
Lou Dort.
Everybody
nice.
Knows Lou Dort.
Oh, it's real quick. Found out Lou Dort was black.
You didn't know that?
No, no clue.
He's been black his whole life.
No, evidently. Very handsome man, actually, too. Yeah. Like, I was just, that name is just, that screams white dude. Like, I don't know. Like, it's like Lorenzo Dort or something.
Lugens Dort. Corey Joseph. Some of these guys are like Canadian dudes. Corey Joseph. Trey Lyles on the team.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Mulder. I feel like I remember Michael Mulder. Like that's an he played in college. Show that we watched. He played in college ball. I can't remember where. Andrew Wiggins.
Oh yeah.
And then you got
SGA. That team's short as fuck. But
SGA.
I guess they can just run around the two trees of France.
Trey Lyles, 6'10".
Yeah, but he's not good.
This cannot be. This is the fucking qualifying team. God damn it.
We've already spent way too much time on it.
RJ Barrett, though.
RJ Barrett with Shea, Jamal.
Good team.
Anthony Bennett, I think, is tall, too. I think.
Anthony Bennett. He is 6'8".
Wiggins flamed out, but.
Wiggins still a good ball player, though.
Sure.
On the world stage.
The Cavs?
No idea.
He's in the playoffs, still. I can't remember what team he's on.
No fucking idea.
Anyway, that was boring.
Yeah, I have been turned off. I have purchased. I went to, we took my mom for Mother's Day. We took her to, she wanted to go to Stepping Stone Farms. Shout out Stepping Stone. Because they had strawberries.
Nice.
Which their strawberries are fucking awesome, by the way. While I was there, I grabbed some tomatoes because they're always pretty good. And they had some green onions, too, that I just can't pass up. But shout out to Tommy. Talked me into the local meat packer down in Cynthiana.
Hey, yo.
They sell stuff out there.
You talking about KC Provision?
No, not KC.
Harrison County has 95 people that will fucking process deer, fucking everything.
It's the one that used to be, it's called like Riverside Meat or something like that.
Yes, okay.
Yep. Yeah. I bought 2 packs of Philly cheesesteak brats.
So, pretty jacked about that invite.
Yeah. I got to, I may have to consult your wife on what these should actually have on them.
Do traditional, the way it's supposed to be.
Like cheese and mustard, I think, right? Is that, no. It?
Yeah, there's a condiment. I think it might be mustard.
Mustard's optional, though.
But it's, well, if you're going to do it, I mean, it's got to be like a good Dijon.
Yeah.
Wait, so not all that's not in the brat?
No. I think it's just the whatever meat is included in the sausage.
They and just like, labeled it as like, hey, use these specific ones.
Where it's like, I think it's got like peppers and onions in it.
We could still saute some pepper and onion with it, though.
We could. I'm excited about them.
I think she said it has mushrooms, too.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I'll do it, but like.
It's probably ground up into the sausage.
Maybe. I don't know.
But, yeah, I'm pretty stoked about that. That place,
I'm pretty jacked for that.
That place is pretty neat, man. Like, no free ads or whatever. I'll give him a free ad just because we love Tommy. That place is cool, man. I get it. Like, some people can't swing it or whatever, you know, because it is, you know, it's a little bit of a markup because it's they're pulling in stuff from other. They grow their own shit, but they're pulling in stuff from other farms and selling it there, right? Yep. But it was dope. What was dope was I went over to one of the little shelves and there was jars of honey, and I got to looking at it, and the dude, the farm that the honey's from is a guy I graduated high school with.
Nice.
I thought it was pretty neat.
One of the things that helps like a business like that, because small business is hard to do, is Tommy and his wife are both very likable people,
mm-hmm.
and their families are very likable, from what I understand. So it helps when you're going to have your buddies that be like, all right, I'll come out and just see whatever, blah, blah. But then they realize you have a good product, you know? So, like, it helps that they're good people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, that it's going to be beyond a success out there.
I'll be honest with you. I've been there about 4 times, I think, maybe. It is hard for me to not buy something while I'm there. Just because, like, depending on what.
I don't know. They got fucking meat.
Depending on. Oh, dude. They got steaks. They got burgers. They had a bunch of bison shit out there while I was there.
Did I tell you about the sausage store, by the way?
There's a sausage store?
Like Western Kentucky. We'll finish. I'll tell you about the store.
Oh, that was it.
Okay. So, I have just found out, discovered, just before you get to E-Town, you can take one of those random exits off the Bluegrass Parkway, not the BG. It's not called that.
Okay.
Bluegrass Parkway. And it's like, I can't remember what like highway it's off of, but it's called like Highway whatever, one blah, 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 Stop and Shop or some shit like that. And inside of it, like it's a gas station, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then inside of it is every single thing you could ever want to happen with sausage.
Oh.
And I mean everything.
Oh.
I've not been. I've been told these stories and I've heard. It's amazing. But like they make like just everything you can imagine as far as like lasagna goes or like anything. It's all with sausage.
Like a, oh, like a lasagna in like in sausage casings and stuff?
It's everything. I mean, anything you can imagine you would want with sausage.
They sausage it up.
And then what you can't imagine, they've done it.
They got
and
like,
there's like 95 different types of sausages and stuff.
Oh, there. Man.
Yeah. So, and awesome. I, since then, I've not been to West Kentucky because I've had other jobs.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
You may have to make a day trip.
Buddy. It's, well, and everything's like less than market price.
Oh, God.
So like, you can go in there and spend, like, I don't know. You can spend, like, $100, but you're getting, like, $200 for shit.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's... So when I was found out about this, and I was like, oh, my God, this is the greatest place I've ever seen. I'll have to get the name and put it on here eventually, but it escapes my mind right now.
We should just get, an SUV full of hashtag the boys.
Well...
Buy a bunch of sausage.
Guy told me about it. I was like, I have a buddy that has a freezer. We will buy. He's like, you got enough room? I was like, don't worry about that.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
I was like, I'll buy. I'm out.
Don't worry about that. What if they have like Caesar salad sausage? You just don't cook it.
Right.
You just eat it.
I can't remember now, but like he was just saying like all kinds of weird shit. But it's sausage.
Yeah.
Like, and you're just like, wait, I never even thought you could do that. But they did it, and you're like,
so
fuck.
Awesome. It's like those taco places. It's like, you want chicken and waffle taco or whatever, but it's sausage.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So I'm pretty jacked about it.
I'm starving, so.
Me too.
NBA playoffs. I'll tell you this. It's Tuesday right now, so.
What accent was that?
I'll tell you this.
No, not I say.
That it wasn't
something
that.
Else.
Nah. There's one game that's going to play tonight while we're recording, so that series will change. But other than Celtics-Cavs, which I feel like everybody could kind of figure how that one was going, all these series are knotted up.
Here's what I don't care for. Donovan Mitchell, real quick. Let's talk.
I forgot
about
Tim's and Nuggs play tonight, too.
Yeah. Donovan Mitchell was out last night. Celtics should have won by like 96. They didn't cover the spread.
Yeah, but wait, was it last night? No, it wasn't last night. It was over the weekend. God damn it. Of course I forget his name. Jason Tatum.
Yep.
Finally had a good game. Like, scoring-wise. You know, he's been doing other things without the ball or whatever to help the team.
Man, he likes to shoot the ball.
But he finally had a good scoring night over the weekend.
Like, he turns his Mamba mentality into, like, it's getting to the Westbrook stage.
Ooh.
Where he's got to shoot the ball or else.
Yeah, I mean, they need him. They Celtics, whatever, they won the East with a month left to go, all that jazz.
Yeah.
There was a stat I heard today that was just like eye popping. It was like they led so many percent of their games for the season by 20 points or more. I think it was like 50.
Yeah, and, like, so they, even after they lost to Detroit and Washington, like, four times in, like, a week, they still won the East by, like, 18 games.
Which is stupid. But I still say Jason Tatum needs to be in that 25 to 30 point range I feel like they're going to make it past Pacers, Knicks, whoever comes out of that pretty easily. They're definitely going to roll the Knicks because the Knicks are just too hurt.
Well, I think the Pacers might do it now.
The Pacers are playing fun. Like,
what's crazy is like Halliburton is always game time decision now, but like, I mean, I know we're getting off tangent here a little bit. The Knicks just have only like six healthy players. I think that's it.
Yeah, they got guys. What's his name? Josh Hart. One is a walking infirmary, and two playing 48 minutes a game.
Which everybody was shitting on his last game. I don't know if anybody watched it. The Pacers were up like 25 or 30 or something after the first quarter, and the closest it got was 28. So like they benched everybody like. Almost, it was like 2 minutes left in third. So everybody's numbers went down. I know that because I bet on fucking all of it. So, but, I mean, hopefully they get healthy, I guess. But Josh Hart's been a freaking nature.
I was going to say, I have lost a sum of money on the Knicks in this series. So knowing what I know now with basically the entire team's injured, I'm just going to stay away from that series altogether. But core of the thing is for the Celtics to get to the finals and for them to win the finals, they need... I just said his name.
Tatum.
Jason Tatum to be in that like 25 to 28 point range. Yep. And, you know, because the other guys can play. Like Jaylen Brown's a scorer and shit like that.
He can't dribble to his left, but yes, he's scoring.
And they need Porzingis back.
So I think you keep Kristaps.
I think Porzingis sits the rest of the series.
I think you have to keep.
Because they're in a clinching situation tomorrow.
Yes.
Because it's 3-1 right now, so
at Boston. So
yeah, you're at the Garden. It's 3-1. You've kind of manhandled this team, other than one. It's hard to sweep. It's hard to sweep in the NBA anymore.
I guess dressing. Maybe no. I wouldn't even dress. I think you keep him out.
Keep
this
him
entire
out.
Series.
Yeah, keep him out. They've got the backup dude. I forget his name, man, but he's not played bad. It's another Caucasian. I can't remember his name though. See if I can.
Al Horford's there, but I mean he's not.
Yeah, but Al Horford's not that kind of player.
No. I don't even know another tall white guy on Celtics.
I'm gonna try and pull it up, see if I can. This is
not Hardenstein. That's my favorite name.
Hardenstein? Cornette. Luke Cornette.
That sounds like somebody from the show Walker Texas Ranger.
It's not. He's been playing in Porzingis' absence and doing enough, right? Like he's not gonna fucking pull the ceiling down. God damn, he went.
The ceiling is the roof.
He went. He's gone 60% for this series.
That's tough.
That's not good.
Anyway, yeah, I think it's Celtics lose in the East. Period.
Celtics have to win the East for this season to even make any sense at all.
This theoretically is the best team they've had since. The numbers suggest it's better than the big three.
I was going to say, numbers suggest this is one of the greatest Celtics teams of all time. And we're even talking back, you know, Larry and all them guys back there. Like they have to win the East.
There's a loser. I honestly think right now, though.
But the Pacers,
some of these games. Well, I'm just saying after some of these games. I'm not even talking about the East. I think all four teams left in the West could beat the Celtics.
They've got the potential, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not lost on anyone that the West is absolutely loaded, top to bottom.
It's insane.
And it's been that way for
a while,
since LeBron left Cleveland, I guess, or Miami and Cleveland, and then Miami, and then Cleveland.
You can argue the Lakers have been trash except for that 2 years.
I don't want the Knicks to move on just because I think it would be a really, really, really bad product in the Eastern Conference Finals. Like Eastern Conference Finals with that Knicks team,
the nostalgia part of the Knicks versus the Celtics.
No, I get that, man. Like as far as like
you want the Indiana Pacers.
As far as markets go, yes, you want the Knicks there because the Knicks fans are going to come out anyways.
I've enjoyed watching the Pacers this year. Like it's a conglomerate of just blah.
That's what I'm saying. Like the Pacers brand of basketball is one. It's a real problem for any other NBA team. Yeah. Because they pressure and they play really fast now in the playoffs you do get pressure in the playoffs, but like they play that shit all the time, and the Knicks kind of do too because they got, you know, Tom Thibodeau basically makes you die.
Well, and that's the thing. Everybody's, there's been a lot of media people coming out like, oh, Tom Thibodeau just gets everybody hurt because they play like they're going crazy. Like they, he plays everybody hard minutes, practice hard. Like there's notoriously bitches don't want to play for fucking Thibodeau because he pushes you. And I don't think any of the injuries that have happened to the Knicks are because Thibodeau wants to practice like that.
No, I think they, and I was listening to Pardon My Take, and they were talking about it at length about this whole Tibbs being too hard on him or whatever. Like, and I'll basically just stealing a take right now, but like Derrick Rose's knee was going to go no matter what.
Yeah.
Like if it wasn't that game, it was going to be a game
afterwards. He had issues at Memphis.
Yeah. He got injured at Memphis.
In high school.
He got injured in high school. It's like it was going to happen, yeah. You know. I don't think it's Tibbs, man. I think it's just because the news gets out about Tibbs's practices and his play style and all that shit or whatever, and then people connect dots with injuries in the NBA saying like, oh yeah, dude, Tibbs is out here to get people hurt. He's like, they're trying to make him like the Dusty Baker of basketball.
Well, and you also have to look too, even before all these injuries were happening, you look at like bench points, even like before the series has started. But like the bench points the other day, for example, to get in the game one or two, the Pacers had like 43 bench points. The Knicks had 3.
Well, they only play 6 dudes, don't they?
But that's the thing. It's like he's been only playing 6 dudes the entire season.
Yeah.
Like, and that's not like the Burks guy that came in Sunday. He's okay. So he's like their 7th, I guess, maybe, or 8th even. But like, it's the same thing. I mean, it's college too. Like,
yeah.
If you got set players, you're going to play your good players. Like, if somebody's going to come in and not produce, you're not going to play them. So if you have 12 guys like the Pacers do, or if you have 7 like the Knicks, doesn't matter. The hell, Dallas, for example, had like 4 off the bench that were playing good.
Yeah.
And both, they got 2, they got hurt. So now they're only kind of playing 7, really, when you think about it.
Right. Let's see. I'm looking at the latest game, how many guys actually got minutes.
Wait, last game of what? Knicks?
Knicks, Pacers, well, yeah.
No, that's skewed. Because they were in for almost half the game.
Oh, shit, that's right. Let me go back to a regular game. Let's do game 2. It was 130 to 121, by the way. It's just insane how fucking good NBA basketball players are at putting a ball through a cylinder. It's ridiculous.
I am over in the playoffs for betting over under on NBA.
Yeah.
Over.
2, 3, 4.
Can't hit one to save my life.
So 8 guys saw the floor for the Knicks. And it would have only been 7, but Alec Burks got in for 44 seconds.
That's the guy that went off yesterday or Sunday.
You gotta seize that moment.
You okay?
I had a burp get stuck. I think the Pacers make it out of this. It's not going to be easy, but I think the Pacers make it out of this solely because they're just going to have more legs than the Knicks.
We'll see. I mean, the other garden is, it's a different. They're going home.
Yeah,
Knicks are going home. Knicks fans are coming out of the woodwork again.
Yeah.
Per usual. I kind of want to see the Knicks and Celtics again. I mean, I actually won a lot of money off the Pacers this year, but.
If the Knicks make it back, they should re-sign Patrick Ewing.
Sign his assistant coach, because that went well.
Yeah.
What is coach?
And did Charles Oakley play for them, too?
He's still not allowed in the building, by the way. Do you remember? We talked about that 3 years ago when it happened. So he wanted to come to a game. But because of fucking the owner's AI bullshit,
yeah.
He's like, nah, you're good. That's, you can't walk into fucking Madison Square Gardens.
Yeah, you only played here for a couple of years, but yeah, you can't come back. Let's move over to the West.
I think it's James Dolan.
James Dolan, yeah. And his band, the Dolanites. Dude, I don't know what it's called.
We should play that instead. You know what? We'd get sued. Somehow he'd find out.
Oh, he'd figure it out.
I mean, he does own the fucking Sphere, so.
He owns the Sphere in Las Vegas?
That's his. That was his property, yeah.
Really?
He's been dreaming about that fucker forever. He owns a lot of property in Vegas, too. Mm. He owns Madison Square Gardens.
Yeah.
It's not a rental. New York doesn't own that. He owns... Let's not even think about the venue. He owns the Knicks. He owns something else, another team. And then he owns the actual building, Madison Square Gardens.
That's insane.
Which is arguably the greatest venue, you could argue. And now he's trying to... Now he owns the other one that is trying to be the best venue ever. The big-ass Sphere in Vegas. He owns that.
I keep seeing...
At least nothing.
I keep seeing videos of the Sphere in Las Vegas. And just based off of like how good people are with video editing, I don't know what's true and or what's actually happening and what's not. I saw like the early days of it, and I was like, man, that's fucking cool, because it really was just shit. Like, they had it as a globe one time, yeah. And it was just, which a flat earther's probably just exploded. But
Kyrie was like, I'm not playing
this. Yeah, but like, I've seen videos of people on a golf course that's off the Vegas Strip, and they like hit the ball, and like this yellow face like follows the ball through the air. I think that's bullshit.
Yeah, there was one time where the 404 error like, came up, and it was just floating around. That was pretty funny.
That's awesome. Because I don't think like a mid-level TikToker is going to be like, hey, Las Vegas Sphere, will you collab with me?
Yeah.
Anyways, let's move on to the West. Thunder and Mavs are tied 2-2. Mavs blew an opportunity last night.
As a resident Mavs fan, I am pissed because OKC, it's like a fucking college gym, and they're going back there, and it sucks.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out where
Luka's kind of hurt, but there was no excuse last night. They blew it. That's what it was. Man, if they stole that game.
I was trying to see where's like that. There it is. Yeah, third quarter killed you, Dallas. Meaning. They scored 15 points in the third quarter.
Yeah.
That ain't good.
And which was crazy is the other team only scored 22.
They only scored 22, but then fourth quarter, Oklahoma City fucking woke the fuck up and scored 35.
But I was looking at it because, like, get back to my overs. The original over-under for that game was like 218 or something. And I was like, fuck no. So I went to the lowest one I could get. 204, and I was like, surely, and don't call me Shirley.
Yeah,
surely that they could fucking hit that, and then I seen that 15 pop up, and I was like, well, I'm fucked. But even at that point, I was like, I had other bets where I was doing like props and stuff like that, so I was like, all right, I lost the fucking over, NBD, whatever, and then I fell asleep, and then woke up to Nick, god damn it, on fucking WhatsApp, so I was like, oh, fuck.
I got to get it out there. I know you love your boy Luka. He's at least one time MVP, multiple MVPs?
He may have two, but he's definitely got one.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he has one.
No, he won MVP, didn't he? Pretty sure. Anywho, Luka, great ball player. Get it. Totally understand it. Heart and soul of the Mavs. Totally get it.
He's not the worst.
He fucking complains more than anything.
He's not the worst. He's not
he
the worst.
He complains so much, dude.
He's not as bad as Carl Anthony Towns, just in this playoff, not as bad as Carl Anthony Towns, Brunson, our boy LeBron.
All right, LeBron. But LeBron...
Invented it somehow.
Yeah, LeBron invented complaining to the refs.
No, it's NBA, dude. No, look, as a Mavs fan, Luka's bad.
He complains so much.
Luka's bad, and I could argue he should be teed up more. This is the part of NBA where I don't watch it in the season, like regular season, because, like, 2 minutes in, fucking something happens to fucking LeBron, and he's just sitting there putting his finger in the air, like, replay, watch replay. I'm like, there is 46.4 left in this game.
Yeah.
46 minutes left. Like, dude, just chill out.
Yeah.
Like,
Luka's defensive stance, and it makes me sad that we don't have cameras for this one, but his defensive stance is like the elbows in with his hands out that they do all the time when they're like, what do you mean that call?
Yeah.
That's his defensive stance, because while he's bitching, the ball's going to the other side of the court.
Yep. Can we talk about it real quick? Did you see the video or did you see his press conference?
No. Oh,
did you see his face? Because his face is the greatest face
So
deer in fucking headlights.
So apparently during the post game press conference, Luke is at the podium and a reporter, someone off camera, their phone just starts blaring a audio from a pornographic video. And it was very obvious. And his face said 1,000 words. It was so fucking funny. You got the audio for it?
I'm gonna get it up, but yeah, here okay. we go. Here we go. Yeah, it was so fucking fun. All right, let's see if we get this.
What we said a big difference was. Just our energy. I think we shared the ball really well. We were knocking down shots. We were open shots, so just our sharing the ball and our energy was great.
What do you think?
His look on his face was so fucking funny, dude. Like, he was just like, what the fuck is happening? And, like, so they were talking about a Levitard show yesterday, and, like, they were like, clearly they had a mean moment. I'll explain that here in a little bit. Is somebody had porn on their phone and then didn't X out the app right?
Yes.
So when they reopened the screen,
it just automatically started playing.
but I like to think that there was just like a couple, like there was like a couple that works for the American Airlines Arena that was like, you know what, the kids are at the house. We're not gonna use fucking time. Let's just go in this fucking closet. Real quick. We're gonna be here till fucking 2 tonight anyway.
It was so loud.
Yes, which means it had to be on the fucking microphone.
Oh my god, it was so good. Yeah, his face was hysterical. We need more moments like that where people just are just out of pocket.
That dude is so fired, by the way.
Whoever so fired,
or a woman? George
could be a woman.
Yeah,
but yeah, I don't know if they're because. I think everyone probably had a little bit of embarrassed face. So if you were the culprit and your face was red, someone around you's face is red too. Yeah. So you could just easily just point like, I think it was.
It's like when you just straight up shat your pants. Yeah. And you're like, this motherfucker right here.
Yeah. Is your first one you immediately blame it on someone else because blame or flamer only applies to farts. It doesn't apply for accidental porn playing. So,
real quick, Amin El Hassan used to work for the Suns and he's like just a commentator. He's like a media person.
Right? Yeah, I got you.
Well, he works with Levitard. They were at like the All-Star game or something, like in Salt Lake or something. And they were like, there was a bunch of people in the background. It was getting ready to be the All-Star game, but they were doing like a kind of an early, like, hey, we're calling in, blah, blah, blah. And so he was looking up stuff and he had like a special guest. I can't remember who it was off the top of my head, but it was somebody like Mike Breen.
Yeah.
Somebody like that. And so like he was like, yeah, let me just click, open my computer up, blah, blah, blah. He had midget porn blaring, and he was like, no, no, no. He's like, because he does a movie podcast too.
Yeah.
And they were looking up some whatever. But he was like, no, 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 no. He's like, it's research. But like, it opened up, and it was just a midget having sex.
That's awesome.
And there was like, not only was it the guest that was with them, there was like about 150 people in that section behind him. It was like, what the fuck? And it played over the air and everything. Yeah. Tough look.
Oh, man. That's so awesome. Anyways, Thunder Mavs, game 5 tips off tomorrow night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern time.
I'm scared now. I saw a lot of futures on that.
It's not a clincher.
So I've been riding the Dallas futures, and it's been exhilarating. Dallas Stars and Dallas Mavericks.
We'll talk about my futures when we get to Hockey Talk. Then you got... This one tips off tonight, actually, 10:30 p.m., so this is going to be so irrelevant tomorrow. But Timberwolves, Nugs are tied at 2-2. Where's the series going now? I don't even know.
We're in Denver. We're back in Denver.
Back in Denver?
Yep. Denver's the 2 seed, so yeah, we're in Denver.
So we haven't talked. We haven't been on this podcast since the series got tied up. And last week, I know, we were talking about, like, Timberwolves fucking came out and punched them right in the nose. Yep. And then the Nugs just came out and said, hey, guys, we're reigning champs. So everybody just calm the fuck down.
For my favorite commercial that's going on right now, we watched the Timberwolves do that, and then we were all like, you got bamboozled!
Yeah.
Because we all thought the fucking Timberwolves were just about to just crush everything.
Yeah,
and then the reigning champions were like, nah, fam, we're good.
Oh, you want to hear a wild one? This is wild.
Hey, I heard you.
I bet you'll say wild after this. Game one and game two, Timberwolves scored both games. They scored 106 points.
Cool.
Fuck, you're supposed to say wild.
That's wild, man.
It's wild. Looks like nobody can win one at home, by the way.
Yeah, this one's a... so, technically, the series keeps restarting because a series doesn't start until a road team wins. But... So, I don't know when this is ever going to start again.
Well, both road teams have won because Tim's won both in Denver.
And then we have...
And then Denver won both in Minnesota.
But then we have the Magic, and we had the Magic Cleveland.
Oh,
every
yeah.
Every home team won.
Yeah.
Currently, Knicks, Pacers.
Home.
Holmes.
Holmes. I hated that.
I wish the class could see what you did there, too. That was fun. I don't know. I have to put in my... $25 bet parlay to get, you know, a bet back or whatever. I have to. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do on it.
No, I have no idea.
I think I just need to stay away from, I definitely need to stay away from over-unders. And I think I might stay away from the fucking point spread because that's been railing me.
Point spread?
Yes.
Yeah.
Semifinals have been, I've been getting destroyed on point spread.
Yeah. I just, as soon as the playoffs started, I just abandoned spreads for NBA.
First round, I was crushing them.
Really?
Second round, ain't hit one.
First round was kind of...
Yeah, but...
There were some blowouts in first round.
Still, I don't know. I mean, the games are going to be good. If you have a chance to watch it because you don't have to work tomorrow, sweet. I'm going to try to at least watch the first couple quarters. Don't think it's going to happen. But it's going to be good. I mean, it's going to be a great game.
I have a bet on this game.
Ant, I don't have one in yet.
I do.
Ant is that dude.
Anthony Edwards.
He's that fucking dude.
He's really good.
Yep.
And he's definitely the future of the Timbs, which is good for them. Carl Anthony Towns needs to get the fuck over himself.
Funny because he's the best three-point shooter.
Which is funny also because he was in that interview or whatever, or post-game press or whatever, and said that, you know, oh, yeah, me and Ant and so-and-so, the big three here. But you scored like, you're like, what'd you score? It was so bad.
13.
Yeah, he's terrible. He's terrible. Shout out.
Arne Boitzelm.
What did he score? What did he do last night? It was so bad.
13. It wasn't last night. It was Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday.
Like 13, like 7-2 or something.
Oh, that's the wrong team. Yeah.
He has been injured a lot lately. That's fine, he's healthy now, but like Carl Anthony Towns was supposed to be the next fucking coming of KG, only with a better 3-point shooter for the Timberwolves. By the way, here's a question for you. Have you heard about all the stuff going on with Alex Rodriguez and his buddy buying the T-Wolves?
No. Alex Rodriguez trying to buy the T-Wolves?
Oh. So I'll get all the research. I'm almost done with research. I'll get it all and tell you about it next week.
Okay.
Because he had already purchased some. Him and another guy had purchased a large majority of it, or a large percentage of it. The question is, I wonder if A-Rod gets a ring if the Wolves win, which now that you don't know that he actually bought any into it, this is kind of a stupid conversation.
What?
All right.
Has he bought the team or not?
So it's that crazy. He and another guy purchased like 41% of the stake.
Okay.
The owner of the Minnesota Timberwolves is a piece of shit.
I got it.
83-year-old, whatever. So they set up like a payment plan over like 3 years. This started in like 2021 to eventually buy them out. And they had like a written contract or whatever. It's like, all right, we'll do it for like 3 years. These terms, yada, yada. And both A-Rod and this other guy went on like vacation at the deadline knowing that they got it. We're good. And the next day, while they're on vacation, the actual owner of the Timberwolves was like, yeah, I'm not selling the team to him. Turns out, so like to be like the majority or whatever, he had like 40% or something like that. And A-Rod and this other guy were buying like 41.83% or whatever. And this guy, without telling anybody, over the 3 years, found another minority that had like 2.16 to sell.
Yeah.
And he bought that and didn't tell anybody about it. And so when A-Rod was coming in, like, I'm writing the fucking checks. You're like, we're buying this. Like, you can't tell me that I'm not on this date. I can't buy it because now we're the majorities. He's like, well, actually, I'm the majority. And it was like point. It ended up being like 0.09%.
That's something. Hilarious.
Like, it was conniving as fuck. So they own $600 million worth of the Timberwolves, basically. But, like, the guy, the main guy, the 83-year-old fart, I can't remember his name, he is not, like, they're not allowed in owner's boxes. They're not allowed in, like, certain spots. So, like, I'm like, they're owners, which everybody wants to own a team. But, like, you can't be, like, it's the majority owner that gets the one that raises the trophy and all that shit.
Yeah.
Minorities don't get to own any of that, or they don't get to do any of that stuff.
They just get, what do you call it, capital gains and all that
pretty
shit.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And so the question was, does A-Rod get a ring? Because it's all in like this, and there's so many more details.
I feel like it, man, because if you're going to give a ring to the fucking equipment manager making $30,000.
But they've already been like six hearings and shit.
Ooh.
Yeah, like it's fucking crazy. And this dude's a piece of shit, but he's fucking maniacal shit. Like he's smart. Like there's a reason he's a billionaire.
Yeah.
Like, so it's a very, very interesting story that keeps developing.
He's got that shit in a trust too. So when he dies, the next in line is just going to take it and be like, guess what, A-Rod?
Well, and that was the other thing too. Is like he was like, you know what? This might be my only chance to win a championship. And so he's like, I'm going to do this. And
yeah.
So
what if what if it comes like game seven, Anthony Edwards 3-pointer to win the game, and while the ball's in the air, he flatlines.
That'd be wild.
That would be fucking nuts.
Sweet movie.
That would be a terrible movie.
But it's like one of those. Yeah. I guess when I look at it, yeah. But it's just one of those things. Like you have finally a successful product, and I think he owns like the Minnesota Wild, and
was this dude like fucking CEO of 3M or something?
No, he's got. I'll figure it out later. But like, you can look it up right now. He's 83 years old. Just say Timberwolves owner.
Glenn Taylor.
Yeah,
yeah. What a name. This dude.
He's got money.
This dude looks like. Do you ever watch Whose Lines Anyways?
Yeah.
He looks like Colin Mochrie if he was a handbag.
Sweet.
Like that's.
But this dude is so fucking, like, conniving. It's amazing.
That's awesome. I want to meet this guy and just be like...
So, if the Timberwolves actually win, I don't know what's going to happen. I know that fucking greasy-ass dude's going to be up there and be like, what up?
Yeah. Shocker, he's a registered Republican.
Okay.
He's 83. Holy cow. I
told you.
Oh, he was born in Minnesota. This guy's full-blown Minnesota.
Yeah, I got the 83 part right. I remember that one.
This dude's... Net worth $2.8 billion.
Well, that was the other thing too, is when they originally agreed on selling that team, it was like 1.3, and he came out with, and like this motherfucker's been on every radio station, Fox including. He's been on radio stations like he was like, I decided to pick A-Rod and the other guy because, you know, I could have got more money, but I felt like this was a good group to, you know, buy. And so the kicker was at the time. This all happened. The team value was at 1.3, I think. Now, it's at 2.2.
Oh.
So that is the other thing. There was no interest pay. There was no any of that stuff going on.
Yeah.
So now that they missed that payment, he was like, you know what? There's going to be some other fucking Bezos motherfucker out here that wants to buy this team. So he just whitewashed them basically. He was like, nah, you're good. So buying that extra 2.16% or whatever it was to get the majority... He was allowed to make that fucking call and say, go fuck yourself, basically.
This dude bought majority ownership of the T-Wolves in 1994 for $94 million.
Yeah.
It's worth you said 2.2?
I think the latest value was 2.2.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's incredible.
I mean, that's basically what Cuban did. I think it was like $125 million. For Dallas.
Let's see. What else does he own? He owns the Minnesota Lynx, the WNBA team.
And the Wild, I think.
Let's see. G League team, the Iowa Wolves.
Okay.
It doesn't say anything about the Wild in here. Oh, Minnesota United FC. Oh, he's part owner of that one. He's not majority.
I mean, dude's got money. And
dude's got a fuck ton
of money. He also had, this is another one of the, like, just like every other owner, he's one of those that had money. He was a very successful person.
He owns the Star Tribune and the Minnesota Post.
That's a great read, I'm sure. Hey, it snowed again today. That fucking mall's open with the tunnels under it. God damn it. Headline. That's a headline.
Headline just says snow again.
Only 3 feet today. We're good. But them tunnels are still running underground. I love how half of Minnesota, by the way, the Twin Cities, it's just underground. Like, then you surface somewhere, like, warm.
Wouldn't you be underground? I mean, we lived in caves like, during the ice
Minnesota,
age.
Like, Minneapolis and Annapolis, this is the other twin, I guess.
Annapolis is in Maryland.
All right, well, Minneapolis and whatever, though, St. Paul?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is St. Paul.
The fact that the cities are basically built like Alaska. Like, where it's like, all right, you can surface, but, like, stay inside.
Yeah.
And then go up to a window and look out. And then go back down and go through the tunnels. And then come back up somewhere else at your house or something.
Minnesota's just prepping for when New World Order takes over.
I mean, they already got the system set up.
Yeah, brother. Let's do some quick puck boy talk. Let me refresh the page. All right. Here's the thing.
Judging by your face, it went dark.
I got some bitching to do. I've got series futures on Dallas,
attaboy,
Florida,
attaboy,
and Edmonton.
That's 2-1.
It's 2-1.
Got one game, one more game at home.
But they have got, you have got to beat Vancouver. Come on, dude.
Well, all right. I know we listen to the same podcast about Vancouver.
They had a cakewalk against the Kings.
Vancouver was the number one seed for a reason. They are in the same division as Edmonton. They won the division. So, like, they're not a bad squad.
I think my cash out, though, is like $30.
And they're getting their shit together. I don't know how much to bet on. So,
$25.
Okay. Because guess what? So, your boy put one in for Edmonton and the Knicks. Ooh. When they were both, when it started, for a Hunsky. Not looking very good right now.
Not great.
But yeah, so
oddly enough, Rangers were not available when I made that wager.
Weird.
Yeah,
I did a four leg that I got the Rangers in.
They were not available maybe because they may have already dropped puck when I went to go make that. Okay. So
Edmonton has the most talented team in the West, maybe young, very young. Dallas is.
I was about to say the most talented teams are played in the first round. Dallas and Vegas.
Now Vegas had that. See, there's the weird rule shit, the cap rules in hockey. That's why Vegas was loaded. Yeah, but that's how the Lightning won their two.
Yeah, and that's how the Blackhawks did the same thing when they went. Did they go back to back?
Either back to back or 2 and 3. Can't remember.
Everybody does it, man. It's perfectly legal, baby.
I know they got to change it.
No, it's awesome. It's a weird rule, and I love it.
The most talented team in the league, or I'm sorry, the most talented team currently playing is the Florida Panthers. Most talented. Second would be Dallas.
They are rolling Boston, by the way,
which is good because they were down fuck two.
Yeah,
or whatever it was.
Yeah. So this is what I'm banking for this bet. I can't speak to any of the games, but this is what I'm banking for my little. Series parlay. Dallas and Florida are both in clinching scenarios soon. This, obviously, the worst bracket of all time, doesn't have game times or anything like that.
Florida is tonight. Dallas is tomorrow.
Okay, so yes. Florida clinched tonight. Dallas clinched tomorrow. I need Edmonton to tie this series, and then my cash out will be large enough to take it.
Yes. Currently, as we sit right now tonight, I think it's 7:30, Florida out of Miami via the Everglades.
Oh.
So literally the arena is sitting in water.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
They could they could just freeze that water. Play hockey.
Until the biggest a fucking alligator comes through and just fucking destroys you.
Alligator comes out with like a fucking parka and the Russian hat or whatever. Like, what the fuck?
Real quick. There is three places if you want to get rid of a body. Eastern Kentucky, the Ozarks in Missouri, and the fucking Everglades.
Everglades, easy to get rid of a body. I want to get to the schedule.
Actually, Everglades is probably the best because you got your fucking... The alligators are going to eat the body. Anyway.
Not only alligators, Edmonton plays tonight, too. So I need Edmonton to tie it up tonight. I need them to tie it up tonight.
I need to, too.
Fuck, I might have to watch hockey tonight.
Real quick, I think Edmonton's pissed. I haven't done this yet, but I'm going to do a little parlay-ski with Edmonton Moneyline and Connor McDavid points. And I'm sure his points are going to be 1.5.
Who does McDavid play for?
Edmonton.
Okay.
Connor McDavid is probably the best.
I know he's like the new Sid the Kid.
Yeah, he's better. He's going
to
be better.
Yeah, I know he's better. He's supposed to be better. Like he's and everyone jerks off. That's the only reason I know his name is because of how good he was coming
he's
out.
He's actually had a
college.
Pretty...
Did he play college hockey?
He's from a different country. He is
named like Connor.
Yeah, he's had a very actually he's had kind of a slow, playoff. So,
Edmonton's -200.
Yeah,
on according to ESPN bet.
Dude, so. The easiest money ever if you want to is Panarin for fucking Rangers. Goddamn, that dude's just all he does is fucking get points.
Yeah. Oh, getting rid of bodies in the Everglades.
Yeah.
Not only is there gators, a bunch of drug dealers and shit like that keep buying pythons, and then they get too big, and they just cut them loose.
Yeah.
So now there's 16-foot, I won't say that. There's like 10-foot.
They're getting there.
There's like 10-foot pythons in the Everglades just hanging out.
Obviously, I listen to the Miami-based podcast. It's getting to the point. So there was a stretch in Kentucky where you got paid to kill rattlesnakes. It's been going on since before COVID. This is like double the money, too, to kill snakes in South Florida.
Yeah, because they're an invasive species. It's like it's fucking up the ecosystem in the Everglades, which I thought was a state park, right? It's a state park.
Yes, but, I mean.
No, I'm just saying, you don't want to, come on, man. We're proud of our fucking state parks and our national parks. We don't want to fuck it up because some fucking pill pusher couldn't hold on to a snake.
Well, the other issue is too is they're expanding. That's the problem. It's not that that's what's crazy is some alligators and some pythons and there's even I think there's one or two species of anaconda.
Probably, yeah, because people just see a snake that
they're coming they're leaving they're having to disperse because there's not enough food for everybody. So they're starting to, which the Everglades. Everybody look at a fucking map. It's huge.
Huge.
So if you have shit leaving there because there's not enough, that's horrifying.
Yeah. Yeah, you just got a bunch
extremely
of
horrifying.
Dudes in South Florida be like, hey, man, do you know I have a snake or squeeze you?
You're in Barrie, South Florida.
Do you know I mean?
You're in like Hialeah. That's where you're at.
I was trying to do, what's his name? Fucking say hello to my little friend. Tony Montana.
Yeah.
There it is.
By the way, that movie not a Spanish person in it,
not one. But yeah, I might have to watch hockey tonight.
I mean, the Boston game. I mean, it's the Panthers are home in the Everglades with a sinking stadium, literally sinking. That's going to be a fun game. You got Pasta for Boston, who's finally coming, getting going a little bit. And then the Florida Panthers, like I said, they're the most talented team in left.
I need Florida to close out.
Yeah, me too. Me does. And then you got Edmonton and Vancouver, the Battle of Canada. It's the only chance left that they have.
Yeah. That's fucking wild. I know it's all divisions.
85? No.
To make the Stanley Cup or to win one?
Win one.
What'd you say? You already picked this one time.
85.
Was it? You said this a long time in a previous episode.
But no, didn't we just get... No, because remember the pods. The last one to make it was the Canadiens.
Canadiens was...
during COVID.
You, okay, 93. 92-93 was the Canadiens.
Okay.
to win. The last team to make it, you're correct, was during...
They lost to the Lightning.
During the Coco, the Canadiens
made it. Because it was two East teams, which was weird.
Yeah, because they did the pods. They had the pods, yeah. And Canada had to have their own different pods because Trudeau, rules. And Trudeau's then, a fucking... We're not going to get into it.
And that was when Colorado Avalanche was the most southern team in the United States of America.
Yeah. Most southern team. Thank you,
it's kind of pissed they didn't bring that up, by the way.
Paul Bissonnette, thank you for that.
Oh, Biz.
Biz. I'll just pump this again. If you ever get a chance to listen to an interview with Paul Bissonnette where he doesn't have to be professional, it's the greatest interview of all time.
He's amazing.
He's incredible. All right. We've had a pretty good episode. I think it's time we do that thing we love to do at the end of each episode. I think it's time to drop the mic. I'll go first. I'm in a bit of a, what I would call a video game rut.
Oh, no.
I have a revolving door of about six games that I just keep playing. I'll say seven games that I
six more than I have.
Just keep playing. Yeah, but you're like having loads and loads and loads and loads of fun with your game.
True.
I'm also having fun playing my games, but like they're story driven games. So when I start like reciting the story while I'm playing them, that kind of sucks. I just can't get into anything new. Like, I just last night beat Assassin's Creed Valhalla again for, like, the fourth time. And that game is fun. It's a broken mess, though, for having come out in 2018. It should be polished by now. It's just not. Yeah. But I don't know, man. There's not been a new game in a while that's just really just fucking floored me. And that's sad. I did buy that Helldivers game and tried to play it. And I fucking sucked balls at it. So I need to try and use a controller because I was trying to use my mouse and keyboard. My fingers are stupid. So I need to try it with a controller. Maybe I'll have better success with it. A little more fun. But yeah, there's that. Gaming rut. I'm also playing in a scramble this Friday.
Jealous. Jealous as fuck.
Yeah, in Cynthiana. So if anybody else is playing in a scramble in Cynthiana, sorry. You hope you're good with second place.
Chance you'll win.
Small chance.
Everybody cheats. Mine is about the fucking Northern Lights.
Oh.
You know what? I was kind of jacked. I was kind of jacked to see it because we would have to go ideally to, you know, Alaska or Montana, you know, somewhere north. Hence Northern Lights, you know?
Yeah.
But then I started seeing all these pictures online. I was like, oh, wait, I forgot this thing's tonight. So what's up? So I proceed to go outside and can't see shit.
Yeah.
And then there's people posting in Lexington. They can see shit. There's people posting in Indiana. They can see shit. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm in the middle of that.
Yeah.
And then I see people posting that like have lights around them. And I'm like, well, shit, it's fucking dark on my street. Why am I not seeing anything? Turns out, apparently the only way you can see it is through a camera lens or some version of like a... something you could do like to your phone to see that picture.
Yeah.
So everybody that was fucking masturbating to it, that doesn't count. You didn't see anything.
Still kind of cool though.
No. If I can't walk outside and see this, if I have to look through my phone, I'll just look at the fucking pictures online of Alaska or something.
Yeah.
Like I was kind of butthurt about it.
I didn't go out and look.
But you didn't fucking miss anything, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I was hoping to see purple and green and everything in between. Not a fucking thing.
Yeah.
But no, if I look through my phone, my 4x6 phone or whatever, I could see everything.
You think it was Bezos put it up in the sky and somehow it was like an Amazon link?
It was like not a hashtag.
Like QR code? Yeah. That would be sick.
I just thought it was going to be way cooler than that. And
yeah, I mean, you know.
I was pretty disappointed. And... everybody's pictures from Cynthiana and Lexington, they're trash because you didn't see anything. You didn't see it. You didn't see what people see when they see the Northern Lights.
Yeah, maybe it was just you like had to, you know, like you had to do it that way because it was like not visible light the way it is when you go up north. And so your camera could help that out.
At this point, I'll just take the trip.
Fair enough.
Because I actually want to see that and I don't want to see it through a very, 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 very small screen.
Fair enough. Corey light shaming.
I was disappointed.
Over here.
Yes. Shaming all of it. I was so pissed. Sorry.
All right. We've had a good podcast. Hope you guys continue to listen to a podcast and share it with your friends. You know what to tell them. Subscribe, rate, and review so we can grow this little community we got going. And as always, thank you now. Summertime memories. We're young.